Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going to chat it up today with Superintendent of Hastings Public Schools, Dr. Christine Warkham-Herman, and she is here to tell us about the great start to the 25-26 school year. How have you been?
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you. Well, this is a wonderful opportunity for people to hear straight from the horse's mouth what is going on in the schools, and I'm really grateful for your time. So thank you. First of all, you got off to a good start.
Yes, wonderful start. Aww. Everybody's happy. It's a wonderful place to be. The climate, culture, and all the buildings feels really good, energetic. Even now as we, you know, approach MEA, we have parent-teacher conferences, hoping we get a good turnout for that. And yeah, it's been a wonderful start.
When you talk about the vibe or the energy of a building, that's a real thing. Every place you go does have a vibe, but I specifically know what you're saying about a school. There's an energy or there's not,
right?
Sometimes.
Right.
And I agree with you. I think Hastings has a great energy.
We really do. You can walk into our buildings and you're greeted with smiles. That doesn't always happen.
Okay.
But in Hastings, it does. And I think that it's a testament to all of the staff there, the leadership, et cetera. They want to enjoy being there. Mm-hmm. And so it's really good dynamics in all of the buildings.
And we want our kids to be around cheerful people because they're there a long time during the day. And it bears repeating that, you know, if you're having a bad day, it's like, well, what are you projecting? Because it's coming back to you.
Yeah.
For the most part. So let's talk about some of the successes.
Well, we have our girls soccer team fighting hard to get to the state tournament, be the first time ever.
I know. How cool is that? I know really you're a soccer
cool.
mom, so yeah. This is near and dear to your
yes,
heart, right?
Yes, it is. It very much is. In fact, we're going to go see our youngest this weekend in her college as it's their senior night.
And she's
weekend.
A soccer player.
She's a soccer player and loved it. And, you know, there's something to be said about those experiences in high school and middle school and even the youth experience with sports, because all of that led her to that college experience, and I'm sure we're going to see lots of our kids currently in Hastings headed in those same kind of directions. And it's so fun when they have success. Now, you learn so much whether you win or not. You're still a part of a team, and that relationship building is so important, but the opportunity to actually succeed at it as a team is really fun, and so it's really fun to see these girls going where they're going.
And you are younger than I, but I'll tell you, when I was growing up, sports were new for girls, and that's a big deal to see that girls' sports are being funded the same way as boys' sports, that they're being attended, they're being cheered on. It's so wonderful to see. And your tennis team, I know, did very, very well. The Keller girls are succeeding in tennis.
Yes,
again.
Have some history there, and we have volleyball, so I'm gonna head to that game. Hopefully we'll have a win there. Yeah, it's just wonderful to see all of the kids actively participating.
And that football team with that Shattuck, how do you say his
Shattuck,
last name?
I believe.
Man.
So fun. It was fun to watch him at homecoming.
Oh my gosh.
It's really fun.
It's great. I'm really happy that you are able to be so involved and engaged, and you're really embracing Hastings. That's wonderful.
Oh, I love it here. It's been such a welcoming experience for me, and it's really nice to be around everyone and be at events and see people. We're at the choir concert, and it's just wonderful to see what these kids can do in such a short time.
School just started.
Yes. He said that some of the younger choirs have only met 13 times, and you should have heard their sound last night. It was beautiful, and it's wonderful to see them enjoying it. They were smiling up there. I just can't wait for the Christmas concert. I'm hearing all wonderful things about that, so I'm excited for
that. I'll tell you a funny story. I have a cousin that lives in San Francisco, and she is very involved in the arts, and she was in town one time over a holiday break, and I took her to the high school concert, and the very first song, she turns to me and she said, "What now? This is high school." I said,
right.
Yeah, they are good.
Yeah.
Show choir season is gearing up. It's so fun. And the marching band.
Congrats to the marching band. Yeah, second place. And that Becoming the Tin Man was such a wonderful performance. I've gotten to see it twice now. And they just do such an amazing job. And again, you're showing that teamwork coming together, whether you're marching in the band or whether you're singing in that choir. It takes a group, right? And they just really do well. And it does make you wonder, like, wow, I'm not watching a college choir right now. I was in a choir in college my freshman year, and I'm thinking, wow, these kids are same level and they're high school. So it's really
wonderful. And you know, I think that is really a reminder that there are so many great activities, sports, arts, clubs in our high school and down to middle school and elementary school. So stay engaged, kids, because it's going to make a more rounded person.
It will. And I also think it's a wonderful opportunity for all community members to have some really fun, energetic entertainment that isn't really costly, and it's right here in our own community.
For sure.
So you don't have to go far, and you can see really, really positive and well done performances. And so I would encourage our community members to attend. I'm hearing if you want to go to the holiday choir concert, get your tickets early because they pack it in so really quickly. So that's exciting to hear.
So I know that you also had a recent meeting called a community collaboration meeting.
Correct.
Can you tell us what that really entails? And how was it attended, and what did you talk about?
Yeah, so it was wonderful. It was at the high school in the lecture hall there. We actually got to showcase the Animage table. So so this was open up to the entire
community.
This is
that thing that I have to see in person, because every time you explain it to me, I'm like, what are you talking about?
It is, and every time you see it, it feels like it's new. And you're just going, oh my goodness, I can't believe what it can do. And now it has 5 cadavers. Now they just did an update, and so there's a 6th one. So you have all different varieties of maybe physical issues that they can see on this digitized table. It's amazing. Our teachers are excited about it. So it was fun to have the community there. I think we probably had, you know, I didn't actually count, but I would bet there was a little over 30 people. And they got to actually go down and see it if they chose to, and they could kind of run it. And they saw the iPads that it connects to, and which is wonderful, too, because we're going to be able to take those iPads to our middle school and use it with middle school students so we don't have to really move the entire large table.
But oh, smart.
Yeah, so it was a really fun event, and I'm hopeful. I believe our next event is January 12th.
Okay.
So this is a school board committee that puts this together and puts it on, and we work together to showcase something. And so we'll see how January goes. We haven't quite planned exactly what that agenda looks like, but I encourage community members to come. And again, it'll be at the high school at the lecture hall. And we want people there. Phil, our board member, said it best. We need you there. We want your ideas. We want your thoughts. We want participation both ways. And so that was exciting to hear him talk to the community.
Well, I bet it was nice for you also to meet other community members. Were they just engaged community members? Were they parents? A mixture?
A mixture of, yes.
Okay.
And I was able to meet some, which was nice. And I talked a little bit, being new, a little bit about myself. And so it was nice to be able to kind of give another interaction with folks that I might not have seen yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it was a wonderful event. Again, I encourage people to come again in January.
So you have an election coming up, I know.
Yes.
Let's talk about that, please, and how that's going to work.
Well, there's 2 candidates. We already have some of the absentee voting occurring, so it'll be the only thing on the ballot. So we encourage people to go to their local voting place to vote. There are currently 3 candidates. One, I believe, though, has put out that he was withdrawing, but it was past the withdrawal date, so the name would still appear on that ballot. But we encourage people to vote, and that will then fulfill that seat that has been temporarily filled right now by Director Elaine Meckel-Mulder. And so, so it'll fill that seat permanently for the rest of that term. Yeah.
Okay. So is it 2 years? I forgot.
2 years remaining. Yeah.
Okay. And then you will have another election next year?
Next year.
Yes. Okay.
And there should be 3 seats open, I believe.
Okay. So the school board, just so people understand, how often do you meet and all of
that? Yeah. So we meet twice a month. We have a work session, and that's where it's a little bit more informal. There's more discussion and conversation around different topics, ideas, thoughts, etc. And then we have a regular board meeting once a month as well. Those are 2 weeks apart generally, as how the calendar will fall. And the regular board meeting is a bit more formal, where it's actually recorded. You can watch it, and that's where things get approved. There are times where we'll have special meetings if something were to come up. For example, sometimes when it comes to an election, you have to do certain protocols and resolutions to run an election, and so we might call a quick special meeting to do that. So some of those might happen. We also at times will have closed sessions. So when it comes to the evaluation of the superintendent, those are generally a closed session meeting, and then it gets summarized by the board chair at a regular meeting. So that's pretty much how it works, twice a month generally. Now there are also board committees. Those are open to the public as well. So we have a policy committee, and we're trying to meet fewer times. It has been always twice a month. We're trying to potentially lead to once a month, because they've gone wonderful job of getting the policies really well organized and on a routine review cycle, so that's going well. We have a facilities / joint powers committee, finance committee. It all kind of runs together, that meets periodically. And then again, this community collaboration committee is another committee that meets throughout the year.
You also have some youth on your school board, and I think that is really awesome. I think it gets kids engaged at a young level.
Yeah, we have two juniors, two seniors. The seniors are a continuation from prior year. And so, right, and we also have coming up here, I think it's next week even, or the following, where we'll actually get to go to a short couple-hour, three-hour day where the student school board members will get a little bit of training through MSBA, and board members are welcome to attend as well, and Scott Dorn, the high school principal, and myself will attend as well. And so it's a really good opportunity for students to sit at the table to see how governance works, but also their voice. And so they each have a school that they represent, and they do the little bit of research on that school, and they come back and tell us what's happening. And it's wonderful for them to actually go to the school, find out what's happening, build those relationships, bring back information, present it to the board. And then again, being there, listening to the conversation, just a part of how governance works, I think is a really good teaching tool for us as adults with our youth. And so, and I think that youth voice matters, and so having them at the table is important.
I think that is really great. And if people have not either attended a meeting or seen a meeting, it really is a great process.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the things that you're working on, please.
Well, we are continuing working on our career pathway work. And as you know, that Animage table is part of that pathway because we have our health careers class where that's where it kind of started, and that teacher's really taken it. But this, I just want to reiterate, that table will be used throughout all of the sciences, including it has earth and space activities that you can use this table for. So it will stretch across all of those. Mm-hmm. We're working with our business community to find other opportunities for partnerships and are reaching out to some others. Maybe we've started a culinary class this year.
It's so wonderful.
Yeah, so it's fun to explore where that could go in our future to build upon. And we're working together as a team right now to actually figure out our course progression work. So we have five career pathways, so to speak, but how the course progression should work along those pathways, that is being developed with our team. Also looking at redesigning our course guide so that it's really a much simpler way to find what classes to take, what they mean, and how they fit along the pathway. And it's really fun because at our most recent meeting, we started to talk about the classes that you may not think about as a career path class and how they interface with these pathways. So for example, music, maybe arts classes, how they may or may not be something that leads to an occupation in your future, but yet are so invaluable to our kids, as we just talked about with all these different events. So we talked about employability skills, and what do all of those classes teach that actually help you become either more prepared for the workforce, maybe as a civic member, as an adult, thinking about that student sitting at the board table and the governance model, how they can participate there. So we're talking about whether we want to call them employability skills, life skills. We're kind of throwing around names, not sure where exactly where we're landed, but I think we landed on about 8 or 9 skills. And then we can talk about how, yes, all classes may teach them, but maybe a certain class really hones in on 2 or 3. And we can talk about that in the course guide. So it can also help parents understand, too, the value that we don't always explicitly talk about that these courses can provide our students. And so that work is really fun. It's just beginning. We're hoping to have it fleshed out for next year's course guide. But yeah, it's been fun. And it's been a team across all of the content areas. So we've had teachers in math and English, and all the departments are represented to be a part of this work. We really want to see pathways be who we are, not what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just who we are. So we know that these are all these myriad of classes that we offer. Here's how they might align to certain careers in your future. And you, as a student, have a buffet of choices. You can choose whatever you want and get these experiences and opportunities to find out what you might like or don't like. And so it's exciting work.
Well, and I know it's exciting work also for the Hastings Chamber because they are intimately involved in this. And I just think it's a great partnership.
Yeah, the teens at work, we just had them in. They came in last Friday or the Friday before and worked with our students. We had two different sections of kids come in and get to sit in small groups with different employers and talk about many questions that they might have. I know one theme that kind of arose, which is interesting, is how do you appropriately leave a job? So if you're going to be at a job for the summer,
right,
you need to be really honest with the employer coming in that when the school year starts, you may not be available. And how do you do that, you know, appropriately, respectfully? And those are good things that the business community can come and bring to our students that our teachers may not be talking about with kids because they have enough with their other content. And so that partnership is amazing.
Well, you know, that you just bring up a great point. I mean, certainly it's something that maybe you think is quote unquote common sense, but if you're a teen and you've never really had a job, and those are true life skills. And I think in the day and age we live in where people can just like ghost you,
right?
And that's not the way to leave a job.
No.
These are wonderful things. I think you're only going to make great citizens in the future and wonderful employees for people. And I love how the Pathways addresses the fact that there are so many different ways to get into the work world and so many different paths that you can take after graduation from high school.
Right. And encouraging trying lots of different things because you're not stuck to one thing anyway. So they might be able to go into, once they get out of school, go into the workforce for a while and decide, nope, I'm going to go back to college and do this, or I'm going to try something else. That's okay. And so giving them permission now to try different things and find out where their strengths might be, I think it's wonderful. And I think it gives them that courage to, once they do leave us, if they want to try something different, they can. Oh, so that's our hope.
It's wonderful. So I know you also had some open positions you wanted to chat about.
Yes, we do. We have some paraprofessional positions as our largest number right now. And we're looking at about 11 open positions, and it's mostly in our special education area at the high school, middle school, and all three elementaries have some available positions. And then our kids' campus, which is our before and after school child care, we have a couple of open paraprofessional positions there. And then we also are still looking for a Native American education liaison. That position is yet to be filled. And so if anyone's interested, please go on our website. You'll be able to apply right through there. Looking forward to applicants coming in. We do have those positions. And then we do have some coaching positions available at our middle school. So if they want to check out some athletics kind of thing, please check that out, as well as one cook assistant available. So
great to know. And again, it would be best to probably hop on your website.
Yes, for sure. Under human resources, and you'll be able to see all those open positions. And if you have any questions, just give us a call. We can direct you. No problem.
And any last thoughts?
Just that I really encourage all of our community, again, to come see the kids in action. It's pretty wonderful. Please keep on the calendar the January 12th community collaboration event. We'd love to have everyone there. And then if anybody ever has questions or ideas, thoughts, please don't hesitate to reach out to me or any of our other leaders. We're always open to conversation and would love to hear from the community. So yeah, it's been a wonderful experience.
Well, we're so happy you're here. Thank you so much. Great information. Dr. Christine Warkamp-Herman is the superintendent of the Hastings Public Schools, and you are listening to AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.